Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, the delightful and highly praised children's book, Buddy the Drone, by Ronald St. George Smith, with beautiful illustrations by Ed Doyle, welcomes us to Buddy the Drone, the first of Buddy's many exciting adventures in which he surprises us with his special qualities and capabilities. Buddy's wish to help out people makes him an invaluable friend in any situation. And Buddy becomes, yes, our bestest friend. And author of Buddy the Drone, Ronald St. George Smith, joins us from Ireland on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much indeed.
What inspired you to write the book? Where did this idea for Buddy the Drone come from?
I had bought a drone. I got bored with the drone. I said to a friend of mine, what am I going to do next? And he said, write a book. I said, on what? He said, a drone. How can I write a book about a drone? Write a children's book about a drone. And Buddy was created and born. Now, can I just stress at this point that Buddy is not a person, He's not a graven image.
Okay.
He marks
It's difficult to explain.
Buddy comes out of the
yes.
Buddy comes out at the very top of human technological achievement on drones, but he's an article without a soul, so he's an inanimate object.
That's so fascinating.
So people can be friends with him, and indeed he describes himself as your bestest friend. And he is, because he's sweet, charming, innocent, friendly, all these good characteristics. And he presents himself to children who have particular problems. Like one particular story I wrote, there's a little girl looking on the grass for some pocket money that she's dropped. He helps her. Okay? So there's no problem too small for him to be of assistance in remedying.
Well, you've got several things you're dealing with here. This challenge to come up with a character for a children's book, a drone. How much research, how much work did you have to do in developing a drone and giving it the characteristics you talk about? How difficult was it to develop Buddy?
It was literally seconds. I mean, as you're aware by looking at the book there in front of you now.
Yes.
Although the book is padded out and has some dimension, in actual fact, the story, because I present the story two lines at a time on each page, but the story is particularly short and doesn't take up any time to get through. So it didn't take me any length of time to work out what to say.
You know, the book is, by the way, available wherever books are sold. Amazon, I'll send you to the publisher, westwoodbookspublishing.com. We have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Buddy the Drone. The author is Ronald St. George Smith. And all this information on our website. Talk about that style, that format that you use, because it's very simple to use. The pictures, and we'll talk about that in a second, really enhance the story. This book is perfect for a young child, and it's certainly perfect to be read to a child or have the child read to you, isn't it? And you can discuss it and learn something in a very positive message as you're going through the process.
The book serves a purpose as an introduction for children to literature. My initial thinking was to have parents, father and or mother, sitting on a bed as the children were going to sleep and reading the story. The children would be fascinated by the picture on the left-hand side. It's a full-size picture of the activity described on the right-hand side, which, as I say again, is two lines of literature. And therefore, it's no great conundrum for the children to sort themselves out and be fascinated by what's being said as the pages are turned.
what's being said and the pictures that enhance that. When you're writing it, with the format of the two lines, how challenging is that to not waste any words and just make the statement and be done with it? Sometimes authors have a tendency to fill maybe a few more words than they need to in a sentence. You're doing just the opposite. You're getting right to the point. Is that challenging? How many times do you go back and try to figure a more succinct way to say it?
If I could tell you a story, whether it's for me or against me, I don't know. But how I write is I channel. I don't accept that I have the intelligence or intellect to write a book. I've written 23 of them now. 5 of them are published. I hear and I write, and that's it.
Very simple, and
so
it's
bang been... out the notions of any royalties coming my way.
Well, you're very successful in getting the message across, which you do in Buddy the Drone. This is the first of a series, and we'll talk about that with Ronald St. George Smith coming to us on This Week in America from Ireland. The book available Amazon publisher WestwoodBooksPublishing.com. Let's talk about the satisfaction you get as a writer. You certainly are justifiably proud about what you were doing with Buddy the Drone. What makes you happy about being an author? In this particular case, maybe the first time a child is exposed to any form of literature.
The greatest joy I get is completing a project, okay? The first book, if you wish to call it that, I describe it as a hymn sheet that I got under my belt, was an animal story, which is part one of a 5-series project. But I mean, part one is published and available. The second book I wrote was a completely different genre. I mean, the first one was an animal story. The second one was a story about multiple sclerosis. I didn't know anything about multiple sclerosis, but I produced a reasonably thick book that I've given people to express their opinions on, and they've all come back to me and said it's insightful. So every book I do, and I've done 23, as I say, so far, everyone is a completely different genre or narrative.
With this particular book, Buddy the Drone, the children's audience, the family audience, what kind of response have you been getting to Buddy?
Okay, now, here I'm slapping myself across the face. I don't have any computer savvy or competence. And therefore, I don't claim to have any marketing skills. What I do, therefore, is I sell Buddy the Drone Part 1 and or Part 2, literally out of the back of my car. And so that limits the extent of national locations that I can get to, because the car can't drive across the Irish Sea or the Atlantic Ocean.
You know, and since you were not seeing the reviews that I've read have really been rave reviews. The book is Buddy the Drone. This is book one. Book two we'll touch on in a second. Let's go back and talk about Ed Doyle, the illustrator. The book is beautifully illustrated and really enhances the message that you're getting across to the young people. Talk about finding Ed and how important it was to have someone that understood your concept to bring it to life visually.
Ed Doyle was suggested to me by actually the publisher of the last book I'd done, as somebody to make use of for something like Buddy the Drone. I submitted the script of the narrative to him. He spent a couple of weeks. He came back to me with the first 4 or 5 pages of pictures, and I thought, wow, because I had an idea of maybe black and white images, gray images, pencil figures, whatever else, and these were full-blown, in-your-face, prime color pictures. That, I mean, although it's been years since they've come out first, I still think they are brilliant.
They really are, and people appreciate that because there's another aspect that holds the attention of the child as they're telling the story. We talked a little bit about Buddy and the messages. What important message do you hope to teach children? You've got kindness, you've got friendship. What are some of the themes that you hope a child understands through Buddy?
That they can depend. Now, here I'm getting slightly unsure of where I'm going. That they can depend on something other than their family and look upon that entity, if you wish, as a true friend. A friend that they can have problems solved. I mean, one particular story, as I told you there a few minutes ago, is of a girl looking for pocket money. The first book of Buddy the Drone, Buddy the Drone 1, is of a girl falling sick at school. And Buddy is dispatched from his local airport to collect medicines for her. It's a very, very simple story, and I hope it's told in an entertaining fashion.
The book is Buddy the Drone. That's book one. Book two is available as well. Talk of the message in book two. You've got a puppy that Buddy comes to assist. The main message in Buddy the Drone book two. Talk about that, because here's an extension once again of Buddy being there, a friend, and helping others.
Okay, well, Buddy is flying overhead in an overseeing scenario. And he flies over a village that has been severely flooded. There's a small island in the middle of the river, and there's a tiny little puppy trapped on the island. He comes down from his altitude where he's surveying whatever, comes behind the puppy and scoops the puppy up and takes him to the mainland, I suppose you could say.
Yes.
That's it. That's the entire story. It's very simple, very warm and endearing.
And it's a story that an adult can enhance as they're reading the book to the child. Child can be reading the book
Absolutely.
To them. And they have something they can
Absolutely.
Talk about. Yeah, and a very simple message, and I like that, because you don't have to allow 45 minutes before a child goes to bed to read a story. Here's a simple story, beautifully told.
I'm not stopping you reading it about six or seven times, you know?
Well, exactly. In fact, that's the nice thing with this, too. One of the advantages is here's a book you can go back to and refer to time and time again. It's a valuable addition to a family library. We've got Buddy 1 and 2 out there. How many do you see being in Buddy the Drone in the series?
I have all together at the moment. I have 12 Buddy stories.
Ah.
But here comes the unfortunate bit. I do not have the money to get the other 9-10 Buddy stories
yes.
published. I've written them. And they're just sitting here in my office gathering dust.
You know, and that's something that we can do by buying and sharing Buddy the Drone 1, Buddy the Drone Book 2. You'll find them, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. The publisher, you can buy them there as well. Get information, westwoodbookspublishing.com. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is that one of the frustrating aspects of being a writer? It's got nothing to do with the craft, with the art. It's the business part of it. Is that sometimes frustrating, because there is obviously a business component to this, and the books have to sell and they have to make money?
Yes, because out of the 5 books I've had published so far, and I started writing on the 10th of February, 2012. Since then, as I told you, I have had 5 books published. I have yet to to receive one royalty payment. It just doesn't happen. I mean, yes. I'm writing books. As I said, I have 23 books written. I've 5 published and no royalties achieved for them. I don't know whether that reveals my capability as an author. I don't know. But I've no knowledge. I don't have the competence, the computer savvy, to be able to trace how many payments I have for particular books. It's similar to a friend of mine in Houston, Texas, Portia McGowan, who's written children's books as well. Actually, they were quite good friends. And she went down the line of giving 14 of her books to a particular company to publish. I think it was years ago, and she has a minimum of royalty payments achieved so far. She's seen her books are out on the shelves to be bought by the public, but she's not getting any payment for them. I haven't seen my books on the shelves, and I'm also neither getting any payment for them. So I don't know what's the better position to be in.
You've got the publishing part that you've talked about. You've got the promotion part, which and hopefully will get people interested and going to Amazon, the other locations, to get information on Buddy the Drone, which I say is a very valuable asset to have in a home with young children, with grandchildren. Here's a perfect gift idea. The book story is so well told and so well illustrated, because there are so many authors out there that are very, very capable, as we're finding with Ronald as we read the book and listen to him. It's just breaking through all of the other books that are published out there. And the book is there.
Thank
you. It's at Amazon, and it's Ronald St. George Smith is the name you'll find.
I actually go by the name of Ron Smith, but my full name is Ronald St. George Smith.
So you can Google.
Which is a bit of a mouthful, and therefore I tend to avoid it.
It is a mouthful, but that's a full name. You can do Ron Smith, and if you do Buddy the Drone, you're fine. You'll find information on both books. And if you go to our website, we'll direct you to exactly where all this information is, so you can get information on the book. A few minutes left in the program. What other types of books? You mentioned the one that you've been working on. They're not obviously all children's books. What type of books do you enjoy writing and maybe working on now?
A book is a book. I mean, and I'm only writing the words that I hear. The first one, an animal book. The second one was about multiple sclerosis. It's called Stand Alone. The third book was about the supernatural. It's Fairy Child. And then 4 and 5 is Buddy.
And all of this information, again, you'll find the author page at Amazon, all of the other places you go to find this. Are you writing a book right now? Do you have one that you're working on?
Yes. I'm writing an actual novel on Buddy, because story out of class, okay? I haven't got the use or the assistance of Ed Doyle any longer. So I appreciate that I can produce Buddy stories, but there's going to be no pictures with them. So therefore, I brought about a situation where I'm actually writing a novel for adults about Buddy. And that dispenses them with the pictures to entice or infuse the children's participation.
Yes.
It's just purely a novel about adventures that Buddy gets up to for the amusement of adults reading the stories.
I'm anxious to have a chance to read that. Hopefully the progress will be fairly quick here, and we'll have a chance to do this. It has been such a pleasure to have Ron Smith on the program, the book officially in the name of Ronald St. George Smith. You're welcome. Amazon, the usual places, published by Westwood Books, Publishing.com. the book, look into the book, because this is great for families, for grandparents, for neighbor kids, for birthday gifts, all of this. The book is so well done, delightfully illustrated as well by Ed Doyle. The author, again, is Ron Smith, Ronald St. George Smith. Ron, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. 5 hours ahead of us. 5 hours ahead of us over there in Ireland.
If I could leave you with a final message.
Yes, please.
I'm also a poet, and I wish to tell you a verse of a poem I've written that might reveal something about myself, all right?
Oh, please do, yes.
It gets you into the mood. It goes like this. I'm going to say it very quickly. Wouldn't it be beautiful just to think it's always Christmas? Or would mankind come to accept it as just being all the same? The Yule log always burning, the lights being always bright, the love, sympathy, and blessing for one eternal night. And there you go.
Well, I love that, and that's a great thought to end it on. If only every day could be Christmas. You know, you get this great feeling of, you look people in the eyes, you don't even know when you're out shopping during Christmas in January, we're back to looking down as we're walking and not paying any attention to anybody else. And if you could capture that, and you say it better than I just tried to in that piece of poetry as well. Ron, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for doing this. Continued artistic success with the books, Buddy the Drones, the book specifically we're talking about, available also Buddy the Drone Book 2, and the other books as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you very much indeed.
Ronald St. George Smith. Yes, you as well. And Buddy the Drone is the name of the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
What's the better position to be in?
You've got the publishing part that you've talked about. You've got the promotion part, which hopefully will get people interested and going to Amazon, the other locations, to get information on Buddy the Drone, which I say is a very valuable asset to have in a home with young children, with grandchildren. Here's a perfect gift idea. The book story is so well told and so well illustrated, because there are so many authors out there that are very, very capable, as we're finding with Ronald as we read the book and listen to him. It's just breaking through all of the other books that are published out there. And the book is there.
Thank you.
It's at Amazon, and it's Ronald St. George Smith is the name you'll find.
A mouthful. I actually go by the name of Ron Smith, but my full name is Ronald St. George Smith.
So you can Google.
Which is a bit of a mouthful, and therefore I tend to avoid it.
It is a mouthful, but that's a full name. You can do Ron Smith, and if you do Buddy the Drone, you're fine. You'll find information on both books. And if you go to our website, we'll direct you to exactly where all this information is, so you can get information on the book. A few minutes left in the program. What other types of books? You mentioned the one that you've been working on. They're not obviously all children's books. What type of books do you enjoy writing and maybe working on now?
A book is a book. I mean, and I'm only writing the words that I hear. The first one, an animal book. The second one was about multiple sclerosis. It's called Stand Alone. The third book was about the supernatural. It's Fairy Child. And then 4 and 5 is Buddy.
And all of this information, again, you'll find the author page at Amazon, all of the other places you go to find this. Are you writing a book right now? Do you have one that you're working on?
Yes. I'm writing an actual novel on Buddy, because a story out of class, okay? I haven't got the use or the assistance of Ed Doyle any longer. So I appreciate that I can produce Buddy stories, but there's going to be no pictures with them. So therefore, I brought about a situation where I'm actually writing a novel for adults about Buddy. And that dispenses them with the pictures to entice or infuse the children's participation.
Yes.
It's just purely a novel about adventures that Buddy gets up to for the amusement of adults reading the stories.
I'm anxious to have a chance to read that. Hopefully the progress will be fairly quick here, and we'll have a chance to do this. It has been such a pleasure to have Ron Smith on the program, the book officially in the name of Ronald St. George Smith. You're welcome. Amazon, the usual places, published by WestwoodBooksPublishing.com. The book, look into the book, because this is great for families, for grandparents, for neighbor kids, for birthday gifts, all of this. The book is so well done, delightfully illustrated as well by Ed Doyle. The author, again, is Ron Smith, Ronald St. George Smith. Ron, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. 5 hours ahead of us, 5 hours ahead of us over there in Ireland.
If I could leave you with a final message.
Yes, please.
I'm also a poet, and I wish to tell you a verse of a poem I've written that might reveal something about myself, all right?
Oh, please do, yes.
It gets you into the mood. It goes like this. I'm going to say it very quickly. Wouldn't it be beautiful just to think it's always Christmas? Or would mankind come to accept it as just being all the same? The Yule log always burning, the lights being always bright, the love, sympathy, and blessing for one eternal night. And there you go.
Well, I love that, and that's a great thought to end it on. If only every day could be Christmas. You know, you get this great feeling of, you look people in the eyes, you don't even know when you're out shopping during Christmas in January, we're back to looking down as we're walking and not paying any attention to anybody else. And if you could capture that, and you say it better than I just tried to in that piece of poetry as well. Ron, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for doing this. Continued artistic success with the books, Buddy the Drones, the book specifically we're talking about, available also Buddy the Drone Book 2, and the other books as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you very much indeed.
Ronald St. George Smith. Yes, you as well. And Buddy the Drone is the name of the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.